The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah. Now, it's been dubbed the country's richest racing weekend with an overall prize fund of €3.7 million. It's expected to attract the likes of former footballer Michael Owen and members of the royal family of Qatar will be in attendance, no less. Here to look ahead to the first ever Champions Weekend, Irish Champions Weekend, there are a couple of champions themselves. I'm joined in studio by Ted Walsh and on the phone line by Johnny Murtagh. To you first, Ted, we're not talking racing for a few minutes. GA, you saw both matches at the weekend.
Great.
And enjoyed
it. God, the match on Saturday night was really, I mean, how my admiration for those men, like they think they're doing it like for the love of the game, and when you see the soccer fellas what they're getting and they put their legs on the bodies and everything on the right up there, like it was a terrific match. It was sorry to see Mayo lose, it was great to see Kerry win, but there should have been no loser. I mean, it was marvellous. Just to give that length of time, they were out on their feet, like, you know, physicality and the skill of it all, it was magic, John.
Yeah, and what about yesterday? Were you
yesterday was a shock.
Were you sorry for your near neighbours, Dublin?
I was. I like Dubs. I got a lot of people in Dubs. I know a lot more people in Dublin than do in Donegal, but it was definitely one for the books because I thought after the first 6 or 7 minutes that Dublin were going to run away with it. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the tide turned, and my God, did it turn. I couldn't believe it. There was a side to Dublin that I hadn't seen all year, and a side to Donegal that I thought wasn't there.
It was
magic.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Anyway, racing and this Champions Weekend. Where did the idea come from, and what's it about?
Sure, I suppose there's a couple of champion weekends. There's a big Champions Weekend in Newmarket in October, and you have the Arc Weekend in France. And the Irish authorities thought that we have two great days racing. Put the two of them together, amalgamate. You have the Curragh, usually where you had the St Ledger and the Moyglare Stakes and the National Stakes, put them all together, and then you had Champions Stakes at Leopardstown, which has been a huge success over the years, a terrific race, and put them on a Saturday and Sunday and get people to come for the weekend and people to go. And they've reduced the fees, like for €30 you can go to both meetings, which is for nothing. They put on a bit of a on the Sunday, if you're interested, they have go down early to the Curragh at 9:30, and they have buses organised to go around the Curragh, the National Stud and several of the yards for real enthusiasts. So people maybe that were on the periphery who don't know what goes on in the yard. It's a great weekend, and I hope it really works for them. It's great value, €30. Like, I mean, it's not the price of a good McDonald's. And, like, you know.
Yes. And I'm just wondering, though, it reflects the fact that flat racing is going through a tough enough time here, does it?
Yeah, it is going through a tough enough time, but the authorities are aware of that, and this putting this together. I hope everybody that likes racing gets behind it and comes there. Do you know what I mean? Because there's terrific racing. I mean, the quality of the horses, the quality of the racing, it'll be first class. And if this doesn't light your fire, then I'm afraid nothing will. It's a special weekend.
Is it a bit of a gamble?
Sure, it is a gamble because, I mean, you're stuck in between. For Irish people, it's stuck in between two All-Ireland finals. You have the hurling final the previous weekend, and you have the football final the weekend after it. And you have Listowel coming up the following week as well too. And you just have Electric Picnic over you, hardly recovered from that. And all those things that are drain on people who like to go out to occasions. It is a gamble, but they've put everything behind it. They've got the horses here. You have the best horses. You have Australia at Leopardstown on the Sunday in the Champions Stakes, and I know he'd be odds on, he won't be a betting up proposition, but he's a terrific horse to watch, and you're only going to see him this year. And then you have some great horses at the Curragh on Sunday, and there's a chance that the Queen's filly might run Estimate in the Ledger, and that would be great, taking on the Gold Cup winner Leading Light. Maybe a chance to drag her over herself.
Yes, good to see her again. Johnny Murtagh, good morning.
Good morning.
And Johnny, you have an involvement in the weekend, haven't you?
Yeah, well, listen, we have a few horses entered on the weekend. It's high-class racing, so the next 2 weeks are very important. They have to go through their exercise, come out, and make sure they're happy, because there'll be no gimmies on that weekend.
What do you think about the weekend? Ted started mentioning the fact that it's squeezed between two All-Irelands, and that for sports fans it might just be a stretch too far.
Actually, listen, as Ted said there, there's Champions Weekend in England, and then you have Paris, Breeders' Cup, Australia. Like, it's madness for Ireland not to have one. We've got all the best horses, we've got all the best trainers, all the best owned horses are here. So it makes no sense not to have one. And, like, there were two they were two great days on their own right at the Curragh at Leopardstown. So pushed them together. Champions Weekend in Ireland. You got the fashion. You got the food. Like for €30, I'd say it cost a bit more to go to Electric Picnic for the weekend. So for €30, you can get in, see Ireland's finest in action, and it's a very proud moment for me because it's something that I was kind of hoping would happen for a long, long time. But now that it's here, the thing about it is everybody in racing is behind it. Mm. The owners, the breeders, the trainers, the jockeys, everybody is pushing for this to make it a success. And when everybody's pushing in the one direction, I think it can only be a success.
And how
okay, you've got the football, you've got the hurling. People are going to follow their own county anyway. But for people who like racing or are interested in racing, this is the creme de la creme.
And how important it is it for flat racing? I mentioned the fact that, Ted, that these are tough times all round for this to succeed.
Well, it's tough times all round for attendances at the races because you have so much of it on the TV. And, like, if I can sit at home, watch it on Sky Sports or watch it on At The Races or RUK in the comfort of my own home, well, you know, it is going to suffer because of that. But racing, flat racing in general, is very strong. The sales last week were very strong. There's a real buzz around the sales again. We've a lot of new owners coming in. And the recession is over. If there was one in racing, I don't really know because it's like a different world. But the recession is over, and I think over the next 2 years, the buzz will be back in racing and the people will be there to buy the horses.
Mm. And the idea of it being in two different places over the weekend, does that not lead to a bit of confusion? Leopardstown one day and the Curragh the next?
Well, I don't know of a confusion. I don't know if people are going to go both days, but you'll have a lot of people who support Leopardstown will be there. But again, £30 for 2 days, top class sport, you know, brilliant sport event. People in racing will support it. We try to get the people who are just on the outskirts to get them to come in and to feel the atmosphere and the magic of a race day. Like there's nothing else, and it's just a matter of getting them there. If we get them there, you know, they've been bitten by the bug and they'll be back.
Yes, the people who are maybe armchair viewers at the moment. And what about your own adjustment to life as a trainer, Johnny Murta, and leaving the jockeying days behind? How's that been, or how's that going?
Listen, loving every minute of it. I'm busier now than ever I was. I'm, you know, really involved in the yard. I've got 12 staff. Got some good owners. Got some nice horses. Listen, okay, of course, there is the odd occasion where, when a horse goes by and wins a big race that you could have been on, for that split second, I think, that could have been me. But, you know, there's a lot of Mondays to Fridays, hard work, hard graft goes into to those one occasions, and you know, I'm really relishing the job I'm in at the moment.
And Ted, tell us about the prize fund is €3.7 million. That's nothing to sneeze at all, is it? No,
it's nearly as good as the golf. No, it's huge money as well. And as Johnny says, like, all the very best horses are going to be there that we can have. You have a chance that we've never seen. Soul Power, Eddie Lyne, who's a good sprinter, has won 2 Grade 1s at Royal Ascot in York. He could come out to the Curragh on the Sunday, get a chance to have a look at him in person. If you're a lover of equine sport, you should be there. I mean, there's the best horses that we can produce, and we have the best horses, Johnny says, in the world right here. Whether we breed them or raid them, the best pilots in the world are here, with the exception of Johnny now that he's gone the other way around. And what a great job he's doing. He had a big winner at York last week, won the Eber. But they're all there, and it should be a great, the money, maybe the people coming to the gate, it doesn't make a difference, but it should catch your attention. Like £1 million pot there for the Champion Stakes, plenty of £300,000 races, and plenty of good horses. It's all about a good weekend. If we get the weather and things go, and as for €30, like, God bless us and save us, like, this fella's giving that into the church fund, those that are going into the church of us on the.
Yeah, and we heard Johnny declaring the recession is over, so that's good news indeed.
Good news. That's sort of, you know, a lot of fellas glad to hear that anyway. Do you ever be calling down to Johnny?
But presumably, like everywhere else, it's been a tough few years for the racing industry anyway.
It's tough for every. There isn't anybody who hasn't suffered over the last few years, whatever industry you're in. I mean, racing has it's different type of thing because you have a lot of foreign money in it, money from particularly in the flat Qatar and the Middle East and places like that, and the Americans, and maybe they didn't feel it. But the average person working in a stable yard, training a few horses, doing everything else, they all felt it. Everybody felt it. And that's the way our racing reflects what's happening in the country. We're no different than anything else, pulling the devil by the tail when things get tough. And
so presumably some trainers went out of business because it was too much for them.
I wouldn't say they went out of business. They got tight. Trainers in general are great working people. They don't mind working. They work for themselves. They're self-employed. I wouldn't say any of them went out of business. They're the ones that did are the grafters because they're used to getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and working until 10 or 11 o'clock at night. They're no different than farmers. Mm. It's a way of life and that's what they do. The fellas who went out of business, they're as well off over it anyway because they weren't really into it in seriously. If you're love it what you're doing, you stick at it.
So they were fly-by-nights in a way.
Fly-by-nights. I mean, yeah. If you really love what you're doing, you stay at it like a farmer or whatever you're at. Do you know what I mean? If that's what you're born and reared to do, whether you're a musician or whatever it is, you keep at it. Some of them make successes, some of them don't. But it's your passion and your love and you die in harness.
Yes, indeed. And Johnny, what's been the biggest thing you've had to learn since becoming a trainer?
I think patience, really. You know, as I said, when I was riding, you'd be riding three or four favourites every day, and if one won or two won, you got off and you left the trainer standing there with the owner and said good luck and thanks. Mm-hmm. But now you're the man who's, you know, been left with the owner. It's hard, you know, it's hard giving people the bad news. You know, lots of things can go wrong and lots of things can happen in races. But patience and, like as Ted says, if you love it and you're passionate about it, you know, you're on a winner. I do a job I love. It's not even a job. Mm-hmm. It's not even a job. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's not even a job. It's, you know, especially this weather. The weather's beautiful. It's a great way of life. You're out. You're active. You're busy. Like, you know, I just love what I'm doing.
That's great. Great. That's good to know, Ted.
Yeah.
Passion in the business.
There's great passion. The lads that do it would die in harness.
Okay. By the way, just to remind people, the Irish Champions Weekend will be staged on Saturday, the 13th of September. That's Saturday week at Leopardstown and Sunday at the Curra. And the two race courses are joining forces to stage what is the highest concentration of flat racing ever seen in Ireland with a prize fund of €3.7 million. And I think there's some big prize as well for the best dressed lady or some big, or is it a jag thrown in as well? Use of a jag for a year. Anyway, there's some nice prize for looking well. So Ted, you might even try.
You might go yourself there, John. Well, best turned out man.
Yes, Johnny Murta, thanks a million for joining us this morning. And Ted, stay there because I know you're a big fan of our next guest.